When you get a good idea and you need someone to tell it to, just scratch your head and roll your eyes and simply say,
"Ooh, ooh."
Say, do you mind? Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Do you mind? Now all the boys sing.
Ooh, ooh.
Now all the girls sing.
Ooh, ooh.
Now everybody sing.
Ooh, ooh.
Now you got it. Let's try it one more time. Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Do you mind?
Welcome to Sonic Safari. It's going to be a special podcast because we have a guest, and normally people don't hang out with Jason and I. Our friend Chris is here all the way from California, and he brought us some of his special homemade brownies and a record. It's another one for the Stewart Historical Archives, a local recording artist.
That's right. I can't say anything before Jason says something. It's his show.
Oh, well, it's part of my show, I guess. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Jason. Happy New Year, Chris.
Happy New Year. Okay, so the record I bought is from a local guy from here in Stewart named Cliff Buckosh. And this guy actually used to come and perform for us at Jensen Beach Elementary when I was a little kid. He had two songs back then. He had one was called Armadillo, and the other was called The Dog That Bit George's Nose. He would perform those two songs for us. I think this happened at least twice during the time I went to school there. And then in, I think, 1979, he recorded this album of 10 songs about Florida. Or some of them even specifically about Stewart. And this one is the most specific one, of course, because it's about Stewart's most famous landmark, Confusion Corner.
There's 9 roads that come together there, I think, right? They're 9, something like that.
It's a really poorly planned municipal project, and so that's what people in this town are very, very proud of.
Yes, that was...
They used to have t-shirts.
And that's where Confusion Records got its name, with our friend John. So
patronize John Clements' Confusion Records, ladies and gentlemen.
I was heading on down Colorado, through Stewart to the ocean shore. When I got to Confusion Corner, well, I knew there was trouble in store. So I sat down by Osceola, and a train roared by heading north. I said, Osceola, are you A1 air, just an Indian without a horse? Now I'm sitting in Confusion Corner, ain't waiting for no light to shine. Yes, I'm sitting in Confusion Corner, till I get it all straight in my mind. So I got up to see Captain Adams for the answer to my next question. Who put that big old triangular concrete creation in the middle of an intersection? But then Flagler, he started complaining. He said he's finally had enough. He's always lying side by side with good old Dixie, but they ain't never been allowed to touch. Now I'm looking around confusion corner, ain't wait for no light to shine. Yes, I'm looking around confusion corner, 'cause I'm getting it straight in my mind. All right. Now if East Ocean comes up to the courthouse and Colorado comes to old Dixie, then Osceola better go to the hospital and old man Flagler drew the train crossing. Now I'm swinging around confusion corner, ain't wait for no light to shine. Yes, I'm swinging around confusion corner, 'cause I got it all straight in my mind. Well, just pussy don't promenade, Alvin left and drive away. Swing your wheel round and round and take a tour of old downtown. Some took their horn and shake their fist, just give a smile and a flick of your wrist. Take your turn, but if you're new, let your neighbors wave you through. And swing around confusion corner, ain't wait for no light to shine. Yeah, let's swing around confusion corner, 'cause we've got it all straight in our minds. Yeah, let's swing around confusion corner, 'cause we've got it all straight in our minds.
Grass grows, there'll be more in California. The whole population will turn on in mass if they ever legalize Tijuana grass. Yeah. I'm waiting down here in San Diego. I got a pickup truck to go get myself a load. And that Boston Tea Party, it won't be the last if they ever legalize Tijuana grass, yeah. In Tijuana grass, that's what's happening. In Tijuana grass, that's what's really in. The whole crazy country, it's gonna be a gas if they ever legalize Tijuana grass. Tijuana grass. I've heard the whole country's going to pot now. I ought to buy a grass farm and give it all my know-how. But whatever I'm gonna do, what I've gotta do it fast, just in case they legalize Tijuana grass, yeah. In Tijuana grass, that's what's happening. In Tijuana grass, that's what's really in. Well, that whole crazy country, it's gonna be a gas if they ever legalize Tijuana grass, yeah.
To the point and roll me a joint. The marijuana polka. Find me a dove, we'll call it love. The marijuana polka. Give me a light and we'll dance all night. The marijuana polka. My baby and I, we'll get so high. To the marijuana polka. Roll me a smoke. Yeah, give me a toke. The marijuana polka. Come sing along, we'll love.
A strange old wizard behind the counter, and he looks like he can conjure up a great price for a record. We'll check it out. That's Record John. He'll hook you up. He knows what the good stuff is, and he'll be able to guide you in the right direction. So head on down. Confusion Records, man. I'm telling you, 848 Park Avenue, Lake Park, Florida. Phone number 561-848-1882.
Chicken. Oh, again I say, you're chicken.
Chilly here in the shed.
It doesn't normally get chilly in a South Florida shed, but it is cold today.
Yeah, it's cold and gray.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my vacation to sunny South Florida for sure.
Well, it's nice. It shakes things up a bit. We get all used to that humidity, and it's nice to have some, you know, cold weather, dry eyeballs. It's all good. Hey, on dinosaur attack card number 8, there's a large dinosaur foot squishing a canine, but in the back corner there's a girl who's being forced to watch the dinosaur squish the canine.
See, now Jason, this is what happens when you let Zane just run amok with no leash on. You need to have some handlers in here. Zane, put the dinosaur attack cards down. Let's concentrate on this radio show. Okay, so is my responsibility now? This show, I'm taking over this podcast. Okay, so let's start out with this. Zane and Jason very nicely gave me some. Can you see them? Some dinosaur attack cards, an almost complete set. Apparently, there were several complete sets, but I wasn't here, so I got the almost complete set. It's missing card number 1, so I guess that means the next 35 years of my life are going to be spent looking for card number 1, the way I've spent these last 20 years trying to find this stupid Confusion Corner record.
Are we going to play songs?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Hey, man, ain't you scared out here in this wilderness? Not a whole bunch. You got a crick in you, huh? I say you got a crick in you,
huh?
You got a crick in you.
I can't hear you, man. I got a crick in my ear.
Table overnight.
Why?
You know in this city the roaches will get hit.
Roaches?
Yeah, I'm talking about those crazy crawling things they call.
Roaches!
Here come one.
Get it.
Here come another one.
Get it.
Everywhere.
Get it.
All in my hair.
Roaches! Yeah. Roaches!
Yeah, yeah.
Roaches!
Yeah.
Roaches!
Yeah. I went to the corner to get myself a buck. Soon as I walked through the door, the bus man stood up and he looked at me. He said, "Hold it, son. I know they passed the civil rights bill.
They did.
And you're eligible to ride any bus in the city that you want to.
Wallace, hear about that?
But the bill didn't say nothing about these roaches.
And everybody stood up on the bus and said,
what?
Roaches.
Here come one.
Get it.
Here come another one.
Get it.
Everywhere.
Get it.
All in my hair.
Roaches.
Yeah.
Roaches.
Yeah, yeah.
Roaches.
Yeah.
Roaches.
Yeah.
Talking about those crazy crawling roaches.
Oh, look at them. They're
everywhere.
They're everywhere.
What?
They're taking my fantasy out there.
Oh, no.
Look at them. They're moving my soap out.
Oh,
wait a minute. Look at it. He's going through the front door with it. Oh, wait a minute. What's wrong with Bobby's home? Got a roach in it. What's playing there?
Huh?
Oh, you got it. I got up this morning to put on my clothes. I looked
roaches,
for my shoes. The roach just
yeah.
had on my door. He
roaches,
had on my suit and my stud-sun
yeah.
hat. I said, "Hold it, roachy. I ain't going for that."
And everybody stood up in the house and said,
"What?
Roaches.
Here come one.
Get it.
Here come another one.
Get it.
Everywhere, all in my hair.
Roaches,
yeah,
roaches,
yeah, yeah,
roaches."
Don't leave your food on the table.
Why, honey, why?
Because of those
roaches.
Oh, crawling up your floor.
Roaches.
Oh, boy, crawling in and out your door.
Roaches.
Oh, boy, eat your food and want more.
Roaches,
whoa, crawling up your wall.
Roaches,
whoa, crawling up and down the hall.
Roaches,
whoa, eat your food and it ain't all. Roaches.
from coast to coast.
Well, now form a big line.
Ooh, no.
To the port.
Ooh, no.
Everybody now squish.
Ooh, squash. Kill that rush.
There's a road upon my throat. I'm gonna have to kill and take standing no more.
Well, that rounds out our bug set with a song called The Roach by Gene and Wendell with the Sweethearts. Roach.
Here, I'm going to give you each 5 dinosaur attack cards.
My Christmas was bad enough that there's 5 missing.
No, I'm saying we're going to try to play dinosaur attack poker.
Okay, yeah, that sounds reasonable.
All right, so we each get 5. I'm sorry, Jason. What were you talking about?
Just the bug set. How are you assigning any significance to these cards? Obviously, it's not anything to do with the numbers on the cards because they're all in order.
Oh, I didn't shuffle them. All right, I have 2 number 9 nuptial nightmares, where the Triceratops is impaling both the bride and groom.
So that's like a pair?
No, you don't. There's no pairs in this deck, you knucklehead.
I was bluffing. He called my bluff.
I have a straight, actually. Brontosaurus, Tyrannosaurus, Triceratops. That's a straight in dinosaur attack poker. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Sonic Safari, eating your life away, one song at a time.
So it's been a while since Chris has been to Stuart, so I don't know if he's been through the renovated Confusion Corner, which is slightly different than what the song was written about. And we still have the Elliott Museum, even though it's actually closed for remodeling, but it was always filled with it has racially insensitive lawn jockeys and a bunch of old cars that you can look at. Hopefully they'll get that open soon. But there are some new things, Chris. Like, we were going to see Tercio, our friend Tercio, who does the IDs here. We were going to visit him a few nights ago. And the store names have changed. And so a lot of the Stop and Go is under new ownership, and it is now the Step and Food. And there's 2 Step and Foods. That's it. It's just called Step in Food, and I thought that was funny because it makes you think like you're going to step in food. Like, step in food.
Right.
It should be step in, comma, food, because...
Then you're inviting the food to come in.
Yes. it's an appositive, right? A positive phrase. Step in, comma, food. Like George Washington, comma, president.
When it was the stop and shop, there was never this confusion. We knew to stop and shop, but now with the
No. The name of the store was Stop and. Shop was just what it was, so the Stop and Shop.
Well, no, the competitor was Stop in Shop.
Okay, so...
that was...
If they didn't put Shop on there, everyone would get confused. Did you say Stop and or Stop in? But it's...
So anyway,
since they have the distinction there with the shop on the end, it's much easier.
And this next set of songs is all about food, and you don't have to step in it; you can just listen to it.
I used to chop the cotton on the cotton farm. I used to feed the horses in the big red barn. I used to dig potatoes right up from the ground. But now I'm dipping chili down in Memphis town. Oh, I'm a chili dipping baby from old Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. There ain't no sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what's a cooking if you'll hang around. When I started cooking, let me tell you, Joe, I lit the front burner on the old gas stove. But when I started stirring in my little black pot, my dipper got to steaming and I blew my top. Oh, I'm a chili dipping baby from old Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. There ain't no sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what's a cooking if you hang around. One time I showed a banker how to dip that stuff. He kept on coming back, he couldn't get enough. The last time I saw him, he was dressed in rags. Just left the bank officials holding the bag. So I'm a chili dipping baby from old Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. There ain't no sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what's a cooking if you hang around. I dipped it in How Are You, where the sailors flirt. You ought to see me dipping in my little grass skirt. My dipper got so hot, burned my skirt to the ground. So I went and bought a ticket back to Memphis town. Oh, I'm a chili dipping baby from old Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. There ain't no sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what's a cooking if you hang around.
The real tortilla is made by hand. The human touch is there. Somehow they taste better, and that is where the magic is, in the human touch. My mother made tortillas for me, not with a mixer or a blender or some kind of an electronic gadget, but with her loving hands. She slept the heck out of the dough till it got round just the way she wanted it, and then she cooked it, and a lot of love went into that. And I could taste it, I could feel it. Now, try to picture a tortilla factory when you hear the next composition. It is called a tortilla factory.
Thank you.
So I can eat and tell a guitar player to do us a song. Play Rancho Grande and we'll sing along. Tacos for two, hey, tacos for two. Tacos for me and tacos for you. They warm up your heart and let love through. Yes, that's what you do with tacos for two.
Conchita Valdez, the hot pepper doll that I'm marrying down in Juarez. She's great at Mexican cooking, but everything she cooks is hot. Pass me the tongs while I tell you the deal that I've got. She makes me enchiladas and tostadas, hot frijoles, guacamole, her tamales, by the way, makes my stomach shout ole. We eat for a while, then we go and we sit on the porch.
La 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 la.
She gets a kiss of bark, cause my throat is as hot as a torch.
La 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 la.
She's a hot pepper doll, the muchacha I'm a crazy about. We'll be married in June if my stomach can only hold out. She makes me enchiladas and tostadas, hot frijoles, guacamole, her tamales, by the way, makes my stomach shot. Everything she cooks is hot, and I don't know if it's love or it's heartburn I've got. Si, si, senor, she makes hot tortillas, chili con carne, banana pepper.
Guatemala, I found me a new baby doll.
pretty green eyes, tasty lips and all. But she never wants to look at me, 'cause she always wants to be eating some my list and dancing to the rock and roll beat. Before we got married, she said she could cook anything. She said she didn't like to dance or even sing, but she never wants to cook for me, 'cause she always wants to be eating some my list and dancing to the rock and roll beat. Cherry pie, and if she don't, she'll have to find another guy. 'Cause I'm so tired and beginning to see that she always wants to be eating on my list and dancing to the rock and roll beat.
Well, it's nice that Chris was sort of, he had complained before about some of the nonsensical banter in between the songs. I don't know, he was irritated, at, I think, with the Hervé Villechaize.
Well, here's
when we were babbling about that. So now he can actually just sit here and sort of,
okay, well, here's where the problem
in person
is. Because you were saying, you know, Hervé Villechaize was a, you know, what would you say? Very high
status
little person. But among the little people, he was, you know, he's sort of the, he was like let's say the Elvis of little people. And I believe you then said something disparaging about the man that I would consider to be the true Elvis of little people, actors, which is,
Billy Barty.
Billy Barty. You're disparaging Billy, but Billy Barty is the legend among little people actors. He's, trust me.
But he was a little before my time. I mean,
No, he wasn't. He was in Time Bandits, dude.
He was, but he was very old then. I mean, even in Over the Rainbow with Chevy Chase, he was very...
It's all about being the young matinee idol.
Yes, and Hervé Villechaize, you know, he had his own, you know, primetime ABC show there, following the Love Boat. He was top of his game.
Nothing against the man. I just felt the comparison was a little off.
Sorry.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful.
One. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The true tale about the time when women had tails.
For the first time, you will learn all you ever wanted to know about cave women but were afraid to ask. You will see Senta Berger as Philly, the prehistoric chick with a whale of a tail.
I'll do it. Hold his palm, Luke.
Our tale begins when Philly is trapped by seven wacky cavemen.
Feels pretty good. Plump, juicy.
Oh, how can you do that?
For the first time anywhere, you'll see Moloch. He makes gay lib look like a Sunday school picnic.
I clean the dirtier gets. I've told you boys to bury your bones, but who listens to me?
See Senta Berger defend her prehistoric cherry. You will hear Senta Berger say... Don't miss our seven body cavemen as they go ape over a piece of tail. When you see when women had tails, you will see all this, plus all you would ever want to see of Senta Berger, the girl that Playboy magazine says comes on strong when women had tails, coming soon to this theater. Hooray, 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 hooray.
You're such a beauty.
Can't you be snooty? Oh, stay right here. Stay oh so near.
The good thing about the dinosaur attack cards, you know, the back goes along with the picture on the front, but they've got a pretty good, like on the Nuptial Nightmare where the bride and groom are being impaled, if you flip it over, it's like a wedding invitation stained in blood for their wedding. It's a good set.
And then some of them have real photos of people that are...
better than the wacky packages. Is that what it was called? Wacky packages?
Wacky packs.
Those were cool now. Yeah. See, I'm trying to figure out.
They said toad, and it was supposed to be tied. Like you would wash your clothes. Like anyone would wash their clothes with frogs.
Dead and boulders. I'm trying to figure out exactly what the vintage of dinosaur attack cards might be. Now, I first became aware of.
It says 88.
88.
Or does it?
Yeah.
And
they're from 1988.
They're not like reprinted from an older set.
No.
Okay.
I guess I always kind of had the impression they were something that went back to the 60s or something.
No, that would have been the Mars Attacks.
Okay, so the Mars Attacks ones do go back to the 60s.
They went back and were reprinted, I think. And the Mars Attack cards.
Maybe that run was so successful they decided to make a sequel, the Dinosaur Attack cards.
Dinosaur Attack. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. That's what Wikipedia is for, and we never seem to get to it, but we talk about it every show.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish there wasn't a Wikipedia so we could just talk about it without having to think like, oh, eventually I'll go look it up.
Yeah, wasn't life simpler when you could just talk out your ass and no one could really ever go check on it? There was no computer to go check on, you know, what they're babbling about. Now it's all, oh, that was inaccurate.
Yeah, I think the internet has definitely curtailed the golden age of bullshit is over, for sure. Is this a family podcast? Am I supposed to...
I don't know. There's a lot of radio talk show hosts that somehow seem to get away with it. A lot. No one, I don't know, no one seems to get all Wikipedia on them.
Yeah,
that is very, very true.
All right, good night, Gracie.
Oh, be sure to tune in to... did you stop that? Be sure to tune in to Chris's other blog dedicated to late 80s comedy dramas. It's called Podcastle and McCormick.
You made me spit out wasabi chip. Next week on Podcastle McCormick. We'll be discussing the intricacies of the legend of Sheriff Lobo and how the changes that were made when he got his own show versus when he was on BJ and Bear, some of the retconning that was done by the creators.
Dear son, you ask my reaction to long hair or beards on young people. Some great men have worn long hair and beards. George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. If to you long hair or a beard is a symbol of independence, if you believe in your heart that the principles of this country, our heritage, is worthy of this display of pride that all men shall remain free, that free men at all times will not inflict their personal limitations of achievement on others, to demand your own rights as well as the rights of others and be willing to fight for this right, you have my blessing. You ask that I not judge you merely as a teenager, to judge you on your own personal habits, abilities, and goals. This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or blue sniffers. If you will judge every human being on his own individual potential, I will do the same. You ask me if God is dead. This is a question each individual must answer within himself. With a warm summer day, with all its brightness, all its sound, all its exhilarating breathiness, just happen? God is love. Remember that God is a guide and not a stormtrooper. Realize that many of the past and present generation, because of a well-intentioned but unjustifiable misconception, have attempted to legislate morality. This created part of the basis for your generation's need to rebel against our society. With this knowledge, perhaps your children will never ask, is God dead? I sometimes think much of mankind is attempting to work him to death. You ask my opinion of draft card burners. I would answer this way. All past wars have been dirty, unfair, immoral, bloody, and second-guessed. However, history has shown most of them necessary. If you doubt that our free enterprise system in the United States is worth protecting, if you doubt the principles upon which this country was founded, that we remain free, to choose our religion, our individual endeavors, our method of government, if you doubt that each free individual in this great country should reap rewards commensurate only with his own efforts, then it's doubtful you belong here. If you doubt that people to govern us should be selected by their desire to allow us to strive for any goal we feel capable of attaining, then it's doubtful you should participate in their selection. If you are not grateful to a country that gave your father the opportunity to work for his family, to give you the things you've had, and you do not feel pride enough to fight for your right to continue in this manner, then I assume the blame for your failure to recognize the true value of our birthright. I would remind you that your mother will love you no matter what you do, because she is a woman. And I love you too, son. But I also love our country and the principles for which we stand. And if you decide to burn your draft card, then burn your birth certificate at the same time. From that moment on, I have no son.